Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Dorothy?
Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Rudy. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. All right. Dorothy?
I don't really want to do a survey.
All right, yeah. Your opinion does matter.
Yeah, I'm not really, so I don't really want to do a survey at this time.
Would you like for us to call you back another day? Maybe you'll be able to do it another day.
Okay. What kind of a survey is this?
It's about like politics in the area.
Oh, politics. No, I don't know if I want to do that about politics.
like the first question is, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
All right. And this is the next question. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. Okay, the election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I will probably vote, yes.
Probably vote.
If it's mail-in, yeah. Okay.
All right. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary, when you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices?
Yes, I am. I will vote for them.
Is that almost certain to vote?
Yes.
All right.
I vote. I'm going to vote for everyone. Well,
okay, no
whoever
problem.
I pick on all offices, yes.
All right, no problem. And what year were you born?
39.
Okay. Thank you so much
1939.
For that. Great. I'm glad to hear that. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latin descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic,
white.
Or Latino? White.
White.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, I don't know. Some of it is good, and some of it, you know, the crime rate is bad, but some of the other stuff is good.
All right. And if you had a vote, what would you say? Right direction or wrong track?
Right now, I think it's going in a better direction than it has been, yes. Maybe going
oh,
in the right direction.
Right track. And now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Okay. Inflation and cost of living, water policy, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, housing affordability, parental rights and education, jobs and wages, public safety and crime, homelessness.
Public safety and crime.
All right. And now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one. As very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Okay. Would you say Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay.
Yes.
Gary Bredefeld, would you say
very favorable?
All right. Steve Brando?
I don't know much about him. You
oh.
know? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know who he is really.
All right. Paul Dictos.
Dictos.
Mm-hmm.
Is he from the assessor's office or the accounting?
I think he's like. We're going to go through that right now, Paul Dictos, but he is running in the elections.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable,
somewhat favorable, I guess, somewhat.
Oh, okay. Joe Biden?
No. Bad.
Very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Oh. Okay. Gavin Newsom?
Unfavorable.
And is that a very or somewhat?
I think very. Very unfavorable.
Very. All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, Dion Bordes, and Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, for whom would you vote? Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and county accessory recorder, or Dion Bardes, or Steve Bardo?
I would vote for Bredefeld, and probably Dictos, I think you said.
Okay. Yeah, but let's say you only had one vote.
Bredefeld.
Bredefeld. All right. And how certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld, businessman, council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
All right. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, he's a county supervisor. Okay. Oh, I don't know. Just... Not very good. The second one, okay, I guess. I guess he's just fair? Yeah, fair.
Okay. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate from Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Okay? A candidate who is 80 years old, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate?
It depends.
Yeah, don't worry. Take your time.
Some people are 80, pretty sharp, and others mm-hmm. they're not sharp. It's up to you.
The options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Probably somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. All right. Yeah. And a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
Much more likely, or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely, I guess.
All right.
Yep.
A candidate who will bring more affordable high density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
What was that again?
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA. Would you much more likely vote for that candidate? Somewhat more likely vote?
Probably much more likely.
Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Very much less likely.
Very much less likely, yeah.
Okay.
So a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate?
Probably much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. And a candidate who is a Democrat.
Probably less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I would have to see what kind of a job there is.
No problem. All right. So right now, I'm going to read to you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate, okay?
Okay.
All right. Gary Bredefield currently serves as the Fresno County City Council, okay, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say there's a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you
would? Good chance. Good chance.
Okay. And Steve Brandel currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandel has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in the neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this, would you be much more like, would you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you would vote for Steve Brando for county supervisor?
Good chance.
Okay. And Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing this, would you say there's a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance to vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Good chance.
All right. And after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefield, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA, and county assessor recorder, Dion Bordes, and Steve Brandu, county supervisor and businessman. For whom would you vote? Gary Bredefield, businessman and city council member?
And for supervisor or?
This is if the primary election for the Fresno County supervisor were held today. The candidates are Gary Bredefield, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, Dion Bardes, and Steve Brandu.
Probably Gary Bredefield.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican?
A Republican.
All right. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I'm pretty strong.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative. And would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative, I guess.
Somewhat conservative. Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school diploma, non-college, post-high school? Some college, including community college, 2 years degree.
Some college.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends? Okay.
I own it.
Okay. Well, Dorothy, I do want to thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure. We're done with the survey, okay? Your opinion has mattered, and it still does matter a lot to us, okay?
Okay. I hope maybe.
All right.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good night. Bye.
You too.